Kom ons begin. Okay, ek gaan baie prakties wees vandag. Just because I'm more practical person than a theory person. So find yourself a buddy, because we're going to buddy system this today. Okay, everyone has a buddy. Okay, cool. So my first question to you guys is, who is currently facing mountains or who has faced recent mountains in their life? You guys can quickly chat for 2 minutes. Facing mountains, meaning there's like something in your life that needs overcoming. Okay, cool. Come on, let's go read in Matthew 17:20 what the Bible actually talks about mountains, what we should do with the mountains. He told them, "It was because of your lack of faith. I promise you, if you had to have faith inside of you, no bigger than the size of a small mustard seed." Wie te groot 'n mustard seed is. It's just piep klein. Okay? So if you had a mustard seed, faith like a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move away from here and go over there, and you will see it move. There is nothing you couldn't do. Okay, so die Bybel sê vir ons baie mooi hoe ons die berg kan hanteer. Maar die Here het vir my soos hierdie laaste 2 weke soos net kom vra soos, what if the mountain doesn't move? What is our response? And so in Matthew 26, verse 39, God just took me to this spot. He walked a short distance away and overcome with grief, he threw himself face down on the ground and prayed. Dis nou die Here wat hier so praat, net in die Garden of Gethsemane. Dis net voordat hy verraai sal word en al hy goed is. My Father, if there's any way you can deliver me from this suffering, please take it from me. Yet what I want is not important, for I only desire to fulfill your plan for me. Then an angel from heaven appeared to strengthen him. Then he left them for a second time to pray in solitude. He said to God, my Father, if there's no other way that you can deliver me from this suffering, then your will must be done. Okay. Jesus clearly asks here, like, please. He sees this mountain in front of him. Move it, please, Lord, move. But he needed to climb that mountain. He needed to overcome that mountain. Because if he didn't overcome that mountain, we would never be able to get saved. The whole, like, crucifixion thing will never have taken place. But also, so now you're sitting with two questions. You have this mountain in front of you. You can either have faith to move it, or you can face it and hope that there's a different hope up there. But God challenged me last night on something. Something that I do. I'm going to show you an illustration. So there's a mountain in my life. Okay. And I'm like, hey, nice mountain. Beautiful mountain. I don't acknowledge the mountain. And I sit and camp by the mountain. Instead of just asking God, should I be praying? Should I be standing in faith for this mountain to move? Or should I be praying and asking God to partner in climbing this mountain? So why do we face mountains? To build faith and hope. To support others. We meet people we would never normally meet around this mountain. Just like Johnny's preached the other Sunday. You're not the first person to deal with a problem. There's other people that are sitting around the mountain that can maybe unlock something for everyone. Come together. We as Christians are called to be in community. But don't camp for years around this mountain. Get it? Ask God what the purpose is of that mountain. If we read in Romans 5, verse 2 to 5, it's just It explains why we go through the mountains. When we climb that mountain, it's never easy. Trust me. If you climb up there by the girls' hostel, that's a hill. By the time I get to the top of that hill, I am like huffing and puffing, and I'm tired. And I kry mense wat soos Kilimanjaro and Everest gaan klim, dan sê ek van, dude, good luck. Maar lees gesaam met my, our faith guarantees us permanent access into this marvelous kindness that has given us perfect relationship with God. What incredible joy pours forth within us as we keep celebrating our hope of experiencing God's glory. And thus far, on your journey, on this walk up the mountain, a lot of the times we're not doing it out of ourselves. And that's where God comes, and that's where the miracles and the testimonies happen. Verse 3. But that's not all. I love how it says, but that's not all, folks. Even in times of trouble, we have joyful confidence, knowing that our pressures will develop us in patient endurance. Our patient endurance will refine our character, and proven character leads us back to hope. I love hope. And this hope is not disappointing fantasy, because we can now experience the endless love of God cascading into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. The mountains are there to build faith and hope. If you hope, you're optimistic. You've got a, I want to say, bright-eyed, bushy-tail outlook on life. There's something that can happen. But if you don't have hope and you don't have faith, you're going to struggle to get out of bed in the mornings. You're going to struggle to do your day-to-day living. But if you have just some sense of hope, God can move. God can bring you through things. But what is the difference between the faith of the moving the mountain and the hope of climbing the mountain? So, hope is an optimistic attitude of mind based on an expectation or desire, all right? Faith says it's so now, and hope says it's in the future, it could happen. So my question is, like, South Africa currently needs hope. Are we the hope? Are we giving people hope? Or are we joining in with the millions of people being down and not sharing the hope? Because we've got the answer. We've got hope. Let's look at what Jesus came and did when he gave hope. Luke 4, verse 18 to 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom to the brokenhearted, new eyes for the blind, and to preach to the prisoners. You are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's grace acceptance has begun. God came, Jesus came to give hope to the poor. I mean, in Mama's Tree, there's a lot of street people, and they need hope, because they don't know what tomorrow holds. And we as a church, we sometimes can just be that one day in a week, bring them hope. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 12. So then, with this amazing hope living in us, we step out in freedom and brokenness and boldness to speak truth. So when we have hope living in us, then we can go out those doors, and we can go and proclaim the gospel, and we can go and just speak truth to people. Because that's something that the world also is struggling with nowadays, is people aren't speaking truth. It's all facades. Hulle praat van net gesig hou. We need to be honest with each other and say, like, listen, what's going on? I'm not saying it because I'm judging or condemning or anything. I'm saying because I care. I love and I have hope for you. In Romans 8, verse 24, for this is the hope of our salvation. But hope means that we trust and wait for what is unseen, for why we would need hope for something that we already have. I mean, that's, the scripture is quite self-explanatory. For this is the hope of our salvation. It's such a beautiful, it's such a proactive, like, our hope is in our salvation. We need to focus on that. And then Romans 12, verse 12, let this hope burst forth within you, releasing a continual joy. Don't give up in times of trouble, but commune with God at all times. That's where we find our strength. That's where we get strengthened, is if we spend our quiet times with God. If we have that continual joy. But sometimes what happens, and it happens to me, I'm honest with you guys, halfway up the mountain, I'm like, I can't. Like, Jesus, take the wheel. My wife knows me very well. If I start singing that song in the house, then she knows, like, the limit is on. But it's in that space where then I need to move myself, separate myself just for an hour, hour and a half, and I put worship music on and let God fill me again with that hope that tomorrow there's light again. Because if we can't give hope, if we don't have hope, we can't give hope. We can't give something we don't have. And we really need to remember that we are the light bearers. We bring hope, especially in our country at the moment. I mean, you've got Eskom, you've got the Guptas, you've got everything. Yeah. Hopefully there's no load shedding now. But the one thing we also need to remember, when you're going up this mountain, you're never alone. Yes, you've got a body of believers around you, and that's why it's so important to do this, to do church, to do cell group, to do just socials with other like-minded people. But when you're going up the mountain, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He's there to guide you, to answer you, to give you wisdom, like, don't put your foot there, there's a snake. Don't do that. The rocks are going to fall on you. He's there just to walk alongside you. If you read with me John 16, 6, but I tell you the truth, it's not to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, and standby will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you, to be in close fellowship with you. Not like, I'll call on you when I need you. Like, it's a buddy. Not, no, respect the relationship, but he's there. He's your best friend. He is the one that can give you godly advice when you don't have counsel or some friends around you that can actually advise you on certain things. We have him. We have that Holy Spirit to empower us. And I read this verse during the week, and it really just stood out so much to me. Romans 15, 13. Now may God, the inspiration and the fountain of hope, fill you to the overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. And it's not bold there, but I made it like super bold, italics, underlined, the radiate with hope. How do people know we're Christians? We need to radiate hope. We need to live a lifestyle of hope, of Christ-likeness. People must know us. When they see, oh, in Lakom Pity, yes, I is so hopeful. I bar so much. He just gleams of this hope. And if they see you from a distance there, they can be like, sure, I want that. I want that hope. I have no hope. I can't even see myself going to work tomorrow morning. I can't see myself getting up. But he's got something I want. And I want to encourage you guys. I'm going to give a time now at the end now just for you guys to respond. Like, if you're in that place where you have no hope. And I was here, like, last week. It was end of year, the businesses are closing and everything, and deadlines are there, and I'm like, I can't. I literally can't. And then my wife gave me a little bit of a pep talk, and she said, you know, you pull yourself right. But I want to give you guys an opportunity to come and allow us to pray for you guys, and allow us to just share that hope with you guys and impart that hope. It's not something that Cindy and I can do, or Johnny, whoever, but it's something God's going to download. He's going to give it to you guys. Because when you walk out those doors, yes, it's a broken world. Yes, there's a lot of things happening. But if you can be a lighthouse or a spark of joy to at least one person out there, that person's life will change. I mean, we have the power through Christ who empowers us to be able to change someone's life. I mean, you never know what that person's facing. But you going to them is like, how's it? Can I give you a hug? Can I give you a hug? Or, listen, come over. Come over for coffee. Let's chat. Let's pray. Let's pray 30 seconds. My wife and I are very keen player on 30 seconds. So if we invite you, bring your game face. But it is that thing of just, yes, there's stuff in our own lives and stuff like that, and we have to deal with it. But then we need to look for that one hope person that can be like, listen, I really need you to partner with me. I'm going through a tough time. Pray for me, and let's walk on. So I really want to just leave that with you, is radiate with hope. Because that's what the world needs out there. It needs that hope.